Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to pray with Turning Point every day and then pray more on your own and see the power of God work in your life. Welcome also to Tuesday, December 3, 2024. As we said yesterday, the number 12 is special to God, and 3 is also for resurrection and restoration and victory. So open your hand and your heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. On this resurrection day, whatever the enemy has stolen or whatever has died contrary to your purpose shall be resurrected back to life. Whatever is dead contrary to your desire, we hear the voice of God and come back. Somebody suffered from partial stroke. Now, lift up that hand or that leg affected. Lift it. Power is coming back there. Erectile dysfunction, weak erection or no erection at all. Lay hand on your manhood area. Receive back that power. Receive back that fire. You will start performing highly from now on. Now, somebody is suffering from partial blindness and partial deafness. Put your hand on your eyes and insert your fingers on your ears and help somebody to do that. I decree healings, all partial blindness disappear, partial deafness go. It is resurrection day, so you must go. Premature menopause, a woman, I call your normal menstrual cycle back to life. It is resurrection day. Whatever has been paralyzed will come back to life. Somebody, your file waiting for treatment and approval, we get approval within the next 48 hours. Oh, the Bible says on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and he saw the place afar off. Everybody do this. Use your hand to wipe your face 3 times. Yes, 3 times. What you have been searching for, what you have searched for many times that you didn't get, your mind and your eyes will see the place. There is a strong anointing for lost and found on this commission. You will find what you have lost or misplaced very soon. Someone is holding what belongs to you, is bringing it back to you. I say again to all my listeners, your expectations for December, this last month of the year, will not fail. In fact, God will surpass your expectations. Say amen, I receive it. I'm speaking to your life with an anointed tongue, inspired by the Holy Spirit. A major breakthrough is coming for all my listeners this day. Listeners, please be engaging all our covenant prophetic action in prayers. Each time God urges your heart to do so, they are working wonders. December 3 celebrant, let me pray for you. Be blessed. Your bad day is blessed. Live the rest of your life in peace, in progress, and in power till you are 120 years. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the week of insightful teachings. Please send in your questions and situations if you have already done so. We will use it to teach and all will be blessed. Let's start with the first issue today. Good morning, my daddy and TPGS family. Sir, I need your advice. Whenever I am praying, I feel disturbed because of my way of life, robbing some people, including my husband, especially when it comes to money issue. I want to get rid of this way of life. Also, I need help to be able to pray in tongues, especially when I wake up to pray in the night. What is the way forward, sir? Wow, if you are genuinely and truly born again, then robbing or stealing from people, including your husband, should be out of it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Like stealing from people, it should pass away. So do a spiritual warfare against temptation to take what does not belong to you. It's a spiritual matter. It's an addiction. It's an obsession. You need to be free from it. You will overcome it. Speaking in tongues then will be easy when you have cleared all the cobwebs of all this besetting sin in your life. Next, good day, my dear daddy and TPGF. May your source of wisdom never dry up. Thank you so much for teaching and for giving us godly and genuine and honest counsel on this platform. My marriage did not work out after many years, and my husband has since moved on. I am planning and prayerfully considering another relationship. Can you please let me know the dates of any of your messages and teachings or the outlines you gave us on choosing the right partner and what to look for? If you can mention them, I'll be very grateful. Thank you, sir. Wow. Marriage did not work out. He has moved on. I believe you must have learned your lessons from your previous mistakes of getting married to the wrong person. Please learn from it. As for the teachings on guidelines, the best thing I will suggest is that you obtain my two books on marriage, and all listeners should do that. All daughters do that. I wrote two books on marriage for you. One, Marriage Success Secrets. Two, 30 Pitfalls That Singles Should Avoid in Choosing Who to Marry. It is for male and female. Send a chat of request or an SMS to the officer in charge of our books on +234 805 6434 758. Go for it. Send somebody. Even if it has to be sent to you by courier and you need to pay additional money, do so. Truth is cheap at any price. All singles and their parents, send for the two books. Call the officers in charge to give it to you. Do not make that same mistake again, my daughter. Before you get married, follow God's guideline for marriage, and also please marry your friend, your true and bosom friend. Next, my question. What are the list of things a retired matron can do after retirement? Wow, retirement issue again today. I spoke about retirement yesterday. Scroll back to yesterday's message to listen. There is a business side of any career or profession. So depending again on your strength or how healthy and strong you are, you can be engaged in selling nurses and hospitals wares and accessories. I have seen retired nurses that opened care center, caring home. I have seen some open patent medicine store. I have seen somebody open an orphanage. Many things you can do as a retired matron or medical person. And I like those who have retired and they are doing something very profitable in line of their practice or their profession. Please send us the privilege of your opportunities. What did you retire or resign to do that is profitable so that we can use it to teach others so others can learn? Send that to our line. +234 809 789 4000. We are waiting. Next, good morning to all my TPJ families and to our daddy in the Lord. Sir, my question is like a clarification. I want you to make a clarification. There is this trend going on now. Should a lady receive an engagement ring from a man or anyone who is yet to know her parents or parents are in the name of love, while the lady has not even introduced him to her own family? Sir, it is becoming a trend now all over the social media space. Thank you, sir. More anointing. Wow. I want all young people to listen to me, sons and daughters on this platform, even their parents also. Forward it to them. Forward this counsel and this teaching to your sons and daughters. It is not everything that is trending on social media that a good, true child of God, well brought up, should get involved in. Marriage is more of a family affair. I have said that severally. So before a lady receive an engagement ring, then the parents, the two parents, must have been involved, discussed, and agreed to give their sons and daughters to each other. Engagement ring is exchanged during the traditional wedding or what is called engagement ceremony. All this drama or comedy on social media of a young man kneeling down before a lady and all the friends are there stretching out a ring and they are saying, take it, take it, take it, is madness, is paparazzi, and it will soon fail out. So such social media show often don't work or don't last. Marriage is too sacred to be trivialized that way. Please don't join in that madness. A child of God should not follow everything in vogue. Follow God's pattern for marriage choice. Who you marry will affect you profoundly. Well, we will do more tomorrow. Are we being blessed? Rebroadcast it to your contact. World Lifting Conference 2024 is counting down. It's from next Monday, December 9 to 15. Join us real life if you are around in Dominion City, Ibadan, or online through the social media platforms. It shall be live stream all sessions, all days. Month has ended. So those of us that are monthly, tighter, personal, and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 12-12-12 seed we are sowing this 12th month of the year. Do so as soon as God gives you the grace. Do it. It will pay you. Giving tithe will remove devourers from our lives and also open the heaven of God's blessings. Oh, God is so concerned when we get involved in what he's doing. Then the mandate or the burden God gave to us to feed the hungry is going on. Help to feed the poor and the hungry. Oh, thank God for those that are already doing. I'm amazed. So many people are doing as the alert comes in. I'm praying for you. Oh, God bless you for this milk of mercy in the heart of every one of us. If by the grace of God you are able to feed, there are those who can't feed at all. People are dying of hunger in our country, literally dying. So we are doing it. But we are still far from the target. The target we set is 40 million naira to bring food in bulk. Bulk, rice, yam, garri, noodles, indomie, vegetable, and other ingredients. We are going to bring them from the source, repackage, and give to 10,000 families. We have a committee working on that. This is the account number to send your donations to. Nothing is too small, nothing is too big. Account name, Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare, Add Welfare at Zenith Bank, account number 101-7238-378. Donors in dollars, in euro, and Canadian dollars. Do yours to our PayPal. Our PayPal is active. Send SMS for details to +234-809-789-4000. Donors in United Kingdom, do yours in pound sterling. Do it directly to our HSBC account there. Send for details on 074-111-28401. Do so, everyone. If you help to feed the hungry and help the poor, you and your generation, we never know hunger and poverty. I am so happy for many of you doing it. If we can get people who can do in millions, 500,000, 200,000, 100,000, 50,000, so that we can make up to the target on time. But we appreciate what everyone is sending, whether small or big. The Lord that you are doing this to will reward you openly. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.